Welcome to The Onion Opinion. Before we start the show, just a quick word from our sponsors.
All right. Hello, everybody. We're trying something new today. And even though we're not a proper news podcast, and please don't take any of what we say for granted, and always double check, we want to bring some news to you. So we thought of doing a very short segment here, which is really about the two most important pieces of news important to us. Really, and we have two stories that we wanted to talk about today. The first one being from myself, and that's about Tesla and the way that the stock market reacted to certain things and my take on that. And Buster, what do you have?
I have a top secret article, and it's hilariously funny. But once I introduce it, I send you the pictures by iMessage because I don't want to ruin it for you.
Okay, beautiful. All right.
So let's start with yours.
Let's start with mine. Okay, cool. So maybe some of you know that Tesla builds cars and they've been struggling for quite a long time, actually making enough cars, setting up the infrastructure, making sure that they can pump out the cars and like make them better over time, develop new models, all of that good stuff. And so the interesting part is that they actually just had their investors relations call by the end of April. And the interesting thing is we went from their shares being around 700 euros, 720 euros, to 780 euros. So that's like an increase of almost 10%, which is quite substantial, because what we learned from Elon Musk is that his business is actually turning profitable. And it's working a lot better than a lot of people thought during especially the times of Corona. And now what happened afterwards is quite interesting. There was a bunch of analysts that said that the target for the stock is around $1,000. So from 700, 800 to 1,000. So there's probably a lot of people actually investing in this. And then what happened, and what I find funny about that, is that Elon Musk started tweeting and ranting about Tesla and about the economy and about the coronavirus, and the stock just went downhill from there. And it's actually down 10% now. It's even lower than it was before the good news around Tesla turning profitable. The interesting thing to me is I think he might actually get in trouble with the SEC, so the securities office in the US, for tweeting that much again. He got in trouble for that before. And I think what he's doing is...
He's like the second worst person after Trump in terms of Twitter.
Yeah. I think he's seriously addicted. But I think what's interesting, and that's the summary of all of that, is he's doing it on purpose. I think he's downbeating his stock on purpose, because the one thing he hates is short-term traders, and also like people that are they're trying to make a quick buck with the company he's trying to build. So he's actually probably trying to mess with traders that had call contracts for this particular share. So I think he's actually like putting the stock down to make
just to hurt them.
Sorry,
just to hurt those guys.
Yeah.
Is he still holding any official position within Tesla?
Well, he's the CEO.
Oh, he still is. I thought he had to step down. But
no, he had to step down from some board roles. But I think
it's just retarded. As the CEO, you have to be. You cannot. I hope he gets in trouble for this, seriously.
Well, my take is, I think as a CEO, he has to put out really good products. He has to build a stable company. He has to be fair to his employees. And I think he's doing that. There's no obligation for a CEO, from my point of view, to be making all of his shareholders happy.
No, that's exactly what you should do, because
in the long term, not for the short profit.
The people that, again, his shareholders are the people that own the company that pays his salary and pays all the people's salary. I understand there should be a good balance between, like, if you talk about this, what is it, like a stakeholder, not shareholder, that employs and everybody's important. But just because you're on a power trip and you want to hurt some traders that make a buck off you,
what's the point? I think it's funny. People shouldn't do short-term trading, I think, with companies. That's my take on it. But whatever, like, that's my story. Buster, what's yours?
All right, first of all, we have to circle back to that story at some point because I want to know what's happening.
Yeah.
Like, what will happen to you?
Let's do it.
Okay. Now my story looks not so great, not so great anymore because mine is a lot more funny. You know how in China all the schools have been closed for a long time? And so I'm just sending you by iMessage now, no commercial or anything, some pictures. So schools are legit opening up again. They have been closed since late January.
Wow.
And so now the oldest class of each school, so preschool, middle school, high school, is allowed to go back to school.
Because of their exams?
No, because they have to open up again, but they want to limit the amount of students.
Okay.
So they always allow the oldest ones. And now I think in the next couple of weeks, they want to fully open again. But we'll see how it goes. So the funny thing is, in Hangzhou, there's a school, and they introduced social distancing hats. So
what?
All the kids are wearing... the pictures are still being sent. So the kids have to wear hats. And ultimately, they are really creative. They were making them with their parents, or they were making them in school on projects. And so how it looks like, it's a fucking airplane hat. So they have a cap and then either out of cardboard, a 1 meter long spike coming out left and right, or a balloon or something to remind the smaller kids, hey, you have to keep your distance. So that actually has some cultural evidence from this. I think it's the Song Dynasty, where the council of the emperor, they had hats with those long spikes or pikes coming out in the end. And the main reasons why they had to wear these hats was that when they were in session with the emperor, they couldn't whisper to each other because they were poking each other's eyes out. So now the kids in the school all have to sit there in the school uniforms and they're wearing hats. I mean, and those are super creative. They're actually super fun to watch and look at. But you have to imagine they're sitting there with spikes coming out left and right. One looks like a propeller, or the other one is like those long balloons that come left and right. It's just hilarious.
Just one quick question on that. What about front and back? Like, is it only on the left and right, or is it also front and back?
That's the point. That's what I was wondering. It's only left and right, but I mean, they all wear face masks. Face masks are mandatory. But then it's left and right, but it's more or less, I guess, a reminder for them to, hey, I have to keep my distance. And I'm telling you, you can't play jack shit with this. Now, I'm, as a German, I was thinking, more in a technical perspective, how do they even get into the classroom? Are they allowed to take off the head, or do they have to walk sideways? Because, yeah. But so, yeah, now I really, because we are now on national holidays right now for a few days. So next week, the school one block down from my apartment is opening up as well. So
oh my God,
I'm already so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope they also have to do it because, first of all, I think it looks cool. It's actually so creative. But I really want to see like all the different kids come with different hats, and oh, it's gonna be gloriously funny. I can't wait.
That is a funny story.
You know, I can see that it works in China. I don't know how it would work in Europe or in the US or anywhere else. I mean,
Germans have a problem with even putting on face masks. Like they're feeling too like a lot of them feel too precious for even putting on face masks. So. Like, I don't want to think about them having, like, spikes poking out of their heads left and right. Even though it would be hilariously funny. All right. That wraps it for today. Thanks for sticking with us for this quick episode. let us know if you want to have more of these quick news stories that we found interesting. Tweet at us, OnionOpinion69, or just use the feedback form on the website, www.theonionopinion.com. Thank you so much, and talk to you soon, Bastian.